For Iris I sigh, and hourly die, but not for a lip nor a languishing eye. She's fickle and false, and there we agree. Oh, these are the virtues that captivate me. We neither believe what either can say, and neither believing we neither betray. 'Tis civil to swear and say things of course. We mean not the taking for better for worse. When present we love, when absent agree. I think not of Iris nor Iris of me. The legend of love no couple can find, so easy to part and so easily joined. I like not that lover who'll whimpering stand and wait a whole day to kiss Celia's fair hand. No beauty ith town, though 10 times as fair, can ever with Celia compare. How happy am I, who hourly find those fair as his Celia, as Iris kind. I am still in the fashion or mode all of France. I think not upon her unless by a chance. Iris, when present, I fancy the best. When absent, I praise her no more than the rest. Iris and Phyllis to me are all one. So soon I can love, and as soon can have done. I can love for an hour, fair Celia, and then I am cloyed of the bliss, and love Iris again. Till tired of happiness, I do depart. Go the next way, and give Phyllis my heart. Till Cleo appears, whose delicate eye for an hour or two makes me languishing lie. I love all I see when just in the fit, yet can in a moment my mistress forget. Now languish, now love, now sigh and complain. Now love her, now hate her, and love her again. I admire the charms in Celia's fair face, till Phyllis appears to take up her place. But of all the beauties were ever admired, whose company many fond thoughts have desired, whose every charm in their faces so takes, that several coxcombs have died for their sakes. I never see any whose faces could charm so much by their smiles or frowns for to harm. If Iris loves me, then I can love her. If she loves me not, then I can prefer. another before her, or her for another, for I can love one as well as the other, my passion to all alike I'll discover, and always remain an indifferent lover.